folks, it is no secret that there are many Irish companies right now facing a perilous future as a result of the pandemic and the war in Ukraine. For example, insolvency is now a real issue for many small enterprises as they face into operating without government supports, which are due to end very soon. Well, today at the Landmark Hotel in Carrick and Shannon in County Leitrim, the Small Firms Association, ISMI, will host a Northwest regional meeting where a number of key local issues will be discussed by members drawn from counties across the region. I'm talking Cavan, Monaghan, Longford, Roscommon, Leitrim. Let's have a word with the local ISMI chairperson, Margaret O'Rourke, who's with me on the line. And thank you for taking the call today. So what are the key local issues that small businesses are facing right now, Margaret?
Good morning. Good morning to your listeners. I suppose there's a multiple of business issues that businesses are facing. Like across the country, the competitiveness agenda is a big issue. You know, regeneration of towns is a big issue for our staff. You know, there's issues around accommodation and so on and so forth. So all of these issues feed it back to business. And, you know, from a business perspective and from an ISMI's perspective, we look at how solutions can be put in place for small and medium businesses and or enterprises, because they are quite different in the way they are formatted, ran and exist to your larger multiples and corporations.
All right. So when it comes to solutions, now, just maybe I should remind listeners, you know, these firms are vital local employers in towns, for example, that really don't have a strong industrial base. And many of them are in retail, for example. So with all that's happening in the world at the moment, the knock-on effect can be huge. So is it a case of where government will have to specifically target these businesses in relation to further supports, financial supports and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so we believe that there should be an Indigenous business in industrial policy. And when we're looking at these businesses, they account for a very, very large proportion of the businesses. Like you're looking at, I think 96% of all businesses are SMEs in Ireland. So they make up the predominance of your towns and villages across the country. You know, as you rightly pointed out, your retail businesses are a large part of that. So we would have one of our National Council members, Frank or Finmar Phelan, who is on the retail forum, and he is able to gauge what kind of small businesses are and feed that information back into government. So, these regional meetings and regional clusters across the country gain a sense of what's happening in small towns and villages. And our National Council is also made up of a national geographic of business and multi-sector. So again, you know, we're on various different forums with various different departments, and then we can feed information back. So they are a very vital component, and they allow us to understand how SMEs can best be supported. And, you know, then those supports we can feed that back into government and then get the tailored supports that businesses need. You would have seen this very much so during the pandemic.
Yeah, but I was just going to make the point. Sorry for interrupting, Margaret, but I was just going to make the point that, look, you know, the charge has been made that many, many businesses, many small businesses are technically insolvent. So once the supports are removed, they're going to go to the wall. How prepared are we for that?
There is, yeah, look, we in some elements we are prepared, in other elements we aren't. The government do need to step in. You know, there was a scheme developed last year to support businesses to be able to deal with insolvency and to review that. But and then also we believe that, you know, things like redundancy, that was removed, supports around redundancy. Like if there is a wave of redundancy that comes, there should be additional supports there. So they're things that we are talking to government all the time about and feeding in. But there's no doubt that, you know, depending on how the war impacts us coming out of COVID, there is tough times ahead, but there is also positives in this as well.
Well, I don't know if there are tough times ahead. I studied the central bank report this week. I listened to a spokesperson for the body that is charged with advising government on all fiscal matters. The general view still is, despite what's happening in Ukraine, the consensus seems to be inflation will continue to rise 6-7% until the back end of the year. Then it should fall dramatically back to 3%. And then the central bank has stated quite clearly, there is no recession coming down the line. We will not see a recession anytime soon. So that's very positive.
That may sound positive, but I suppose you also have to understand that a large predominance of Irish business, the GDP comes from those large multinationals. So this is my point, is in terms of small and micro businesses, they are a completely different operation in way they're run. And that, when you have price inflation and price increases, ultimately that will get passed on to the consumer. So it's very different in the way small businesses are run, and they do need support, and they do need support from their customer bases as well in local towns and communities to keep those businesses alive and generated within their towns. Because if you don't have the bookshop and the local grocery shop and things like that, and they're let go to the wall, then it's a different class. And those, we need to keep the towns and villages generated and life within them. So it's a really important part. We might say there is tough times ahead, but there is, as I said, there is positives in that. When businesses come together, they can find solution bases, they can find support, they can find solace in each other, and they can find ways of solving issues that wouldn't, that can be quite hard to do on your own. Being in self-employed can be a lonely place, but with kind of the support of things like ISME and the colleagues and your peers, learning from your peers, you can help, and it can help solve some of the issues that can be resolved.
And I see at today's event there will be an opportunity for people to network and to compare notes. It's the Pitch My Business section, and this will allow business owners and managers, as I said, to network and promote their companies. It's happening today. Is it underway, or what time does it start?
It starts at 3:30 today in the Landmark Hotel, and people can just hop along. It's free, there's no charge. We have Minister of State Frank Freeland will be there, and we also have Heenahan Strategic PR Company, who are brilliant at actually giving businesses, an understanding of how to generate PR and marketing, particularly for small and micro businesses who have a limited budget to do so.
All right. Well, good luck to all involved. Thank you indeed for being with us on the show this morning. Margaret O'Rourke there from ISME, the local ISME chairperson. Margaret, of course, based in Leitrim, strong Roscommon connection, and she is the chief executive of the Hair and Beauty Industry Confederation. A lot of good work ongoing there. 087